This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 217 for Monday, January 9th. I'm Adam Pilashotti. The ice futures canola market is lower on Monday morning to go along with vegetable oils despite rising crude oil prices. Chicago soybean is lower, along with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil at the start of the week. Crude oil is more than $2 per barrel higher. However, after China issued new crude oil import quotas, and a government official said that the country's economy would be back on track after financial support is given to households and companies. The Canadian dollar is up one half of the United States cent this morning due to a weaker U.S. greenback putting pressure on canola prices. The March canola contract is down $6.80 per ton at $862.10. In the U.S., wheat is mostly higher, while corn and soybeans are on the negative side. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is showing export sales of corn for the week ended December 29th to total more than 319,000 tons. The figure is 24% higher than the same week last year, but it is still an 8-week low. Northern and central Brazil are showing the potential for high corn yields, while the southern part of the country, as well as Argentina, are still mired in drought. Forecasts are showing rains in Argentina on Tuesday and Wednesday, but not enough to reverse current growing conditions. The March corn contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.53. The March soybean contract briefly exceeded the U.S. $15 per bushel mark before settling down. Export sales for U.S. soybeans for the week ended December 29th were nearly 721,000 tons, 2% higher than the previous week, but 2% lower than the same week last year. The same weather conditions in Brazil and Argentina that are affecting corn are also keeping soybean prices elevated, with U.S. crush margins still growing strong. The March soybean contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.89. The USDA's export sales report showed more than 47,000 tons of wheat were sold during the week ended December 29th. The total was the lowest in the marketing year so far, but only 3% less than the same week last year. The USDA also reported 81,500 shipments for the week, also a marketing year low. Hard red wheat crops in the U.S. are still threatened with drought. Meanwhile, Russian wheat has been dragging down world wheat prices as the Black Sea shipping agreement between the country and Ukraine continues to be in place. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.51. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.50. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.05. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Monday, January 9th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Adam Pilashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.